Carriage rides in Central Park have been a popular tourist attraction for decades, but if New York's new mayor has his way, they'll be banned. Bill de Blasio has backed a campaign by animal rights groups, which say the horses are ill-treated and shouldn't be on Manhattan's streets. North America correspondent Lisa Miller reports from New York.
From mid-morning, the carriage drivers start lining up near Fifth Avenue, praying for good weather and tourists with open wallets. A horse and buggy ride sets you back about $50 for 20 minutes. Stephen Malone used to ride alongside his father as a child. Now he has his own horse, Tyson.
First ride that I ever took, May 17, 1987, was with Stephen King. And he lives just down the street here. And he asked, the time was $17. And he asked me just to do a ride and drop him at the Sherry Netherland, which is just a building down as we come out of the park. And he gave me $50 for the ride. Never forget it.
The horse is kept in a stable on the far west side of Manhattan. Getting to the park takes about 20 minutes through the city streets.
This horse would walk through a country road or a city street exactly the same. Depends on the horse. Depends on the horse.
But Ali Feldman from the animal rights group New York Class says horses and traffic don't mix.
Well, I mean, just think about how hard it is for a pedestrian just to cross Columbus Circle. Think about how hard it is for a 1,200-pound animal to try and navigate through dangerous midtown traffic all the time. Physically, these guys are pounding the pavement for 9 hours a day. You can see that a lot of them have cracked hooves. They're supposed to use pads under on their feet, underneath their horseshoes, which cost $10. The drivers are too cheap to do that.
Her organization campaigned hard and won over the new mayor. Bill de Blasio promised before the election that he would get the horses out of Manhattan. Queenslanders Wayne and Annette Gabriel can understand the worries, but are a little sentimental about the tradition.
It was here 22 years ago when we were here, and it's part of New York, it's part of their culture. So I think it would be a shame in lots of ways.
Carriage drivers say they'll fight the move, even if it means going to court. Meanwhile, work is already underway on a suggested replacement, a prototype for a replica antique electric car. This is Lisa Miller in New York for Saturday AM.